they that this patient does not pose a risk. Here's what he had to say.
It is our view that we have the medical infrastructure that is necessary to meet the to try to treat this individual that does have Ebola in a way that doesn't pose a significant risk to other patients in the hospital, to the doctors and nurses who will be caring for that individual, and certainly doesn't pose a significant risk to the broader community.
In the meantime, the White House is using social media to spread the facts about Ebola. Officials have been tweeting and posting on Instagram this message, and we can throw it up on screen. It says, you can't get Ebola through air. You can't get Ebola through water. You can't get Ebola through food in the U.S., adding later that the virus can only be spread through contact with the blood or body fluids of people or animals sick with Ebola. But Aaron, despite these efforts to get the word out, make no mistake, this is something that the White House is watching very, very closely tonight. Aaron.
As they should be. Thank you very much, Jim. And now Dr. Sanjay Gupta is back. Dr. Ian Lipkin joins me, director of the Center for Infection and Immunity. He was also a consultant for the movie Contagion. And Dr. Seema Yasmin, former epidemiologist at the CDC, now a medical writer for the Dallas Morning News. But we've been compiling viewer questions, and you can tweet us with the hashtag EbolaQ&A with yours. Here are some of the ones we've had. Sanjay, I want to start with you. We know the symptoms here. Throwing up, fever, sick to your stomach. Those symptoms, of course, can start very mild. It could be anything, right? Indigestion, a light cold, just feeling under the weather. So I guess the question a lot of people have been tweeting is it possible someone could be walking around with light symptoms for quite some time, for days, interacting with people, not knowing they're spreading the virus?
Very unlikely for a couple of reasons, Aaron. First of all, it can start off looking pretty similar to flu, as you mentioned, but Ebola tends to progress much more quickly. It gets bad fast, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I think the history here is also really important. A lot of people are going to have flu-like symptoms. And in fact, a lot of people coming back from Africa are going to have things that cause fever that are not Ebola. But the real thing is the history here. Were you in contact with people who had